on this beautiful Sunday, when we are regaled by most wonderful weather. And of course, some people would say, what are you talking about? It's raining. Well, we need rain. We cannot have the beautiful grass or the flowers or anything else without the rain. So it is a beautiful day, even if a little wet. But here too we have, in the Old Testament reading, which I shall mention briefly, from the book of the prophet Saint Jeremiah, a perfect prophecy of our Lord. He spoke the truth and was hated for it. Our Lord would speak the truth and was hated for it. And they tortured him. They threw him in a muddy pit from which he was drawn. But not long afterwards, they killed him. He was a prophet who was also a martyr for the truth of Christ. And then, of course, our Lord, we see the evidence right before us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for our salvation. But that was not the end. Jeremiah is in heaven, a saint, enjoying the beauty of the presence of God, which we long for. Our Lord, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, the Father, has died, but he has risen from the dead. And he tells us that we need to speak out, to speak the truth, to not be afraid. And so he says to us, nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim to the housetops. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body. Our body will die no matter what, but we will be raised up, just as Christ, through his resurrection, has made it possible for us. For us, it will be the end of time. For him, on the third day, he rose up. He took back his life, his body, glorified body, our bodies. At the end of time, after we rise from the grave, will also be glorified. And so, he gives us these lessons, and many more besides. So today, as we give thanks to God for these blessings, we also give thanks to God in this country, in the secular calendar, in the Catholic calendar, and in other countries like Spain and Italy and Portugal. Father's Day is on March the 19th, the feast of St. Joseph, the putative father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this country, which is basically a Protestant and Masonic country, they have another Father's Day, but we have adopted it and baptized it. So I wish all the fathers a very happy day today. And of course, in our parish, as we will see at 10:30 at the High Mass, we have about 6 new fathers. There will be fathers, some of them in 2 weeks, some of them in 3 or 4 months, but we have about 6 new fathers. And many, many other young men who are fathers of some of many children. So today, we wish all of you a very happy Father's Day. And do not forget, it is also our day, because we are your Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.